I know it is, but I just can't remember it. Only thing I can think of is Alberta Peach, and I think that's the one that's, in fact, I think that's the best one, I believe it is, the Alberta Peach.
Okay.
And I can think of the name of the other ones.
Yeah, I think you already mentioned the next question. Then what do you call the part of the apple that you throw away?
Well, we always said hull. It's peelings, I guess, but the peelings and then the core of the apple.
Okay, and when you cut up apples or peaches and you dry them, what did you call them? Did you ever do that?
I've never did it, but they always just said dried apples or dried peach.
They didn't have a name for the pieces of it?
No, they just said dried apples or dried peach.
Okay, the kind of nuts you pull out of the ground and roast.
Would that be a peanut?
Yeah. Okay. Do you have any other names that you would have for them?
Yeah, we used to call them ground peas. Mm-hmm. That's what we used to say, ground peas.
Yeah. Did you make any difference between the ones that were prepared at home or the ones you got in the store?
No.
Any different names? How about if they were shelled or they weren't shelled? Would you call them different names?
No, not that would make any difference. There are different types of peanuts. There's Spanish peanuts, which is a smaller peanut than, in the farmers, when they're planting the peanuts, they have one they call, they used to have one, a large peanut called a Virginia Bunch. That was a large peanut, and they have a runner peanut, most of the farmers that I've been around call them. And then they have the Spanish. The Spanish peanut is the smallest one.
Mm-hmm.
So when we, fixing them at home, like you said, we wouldn't say roasting, we would say parching them. That's what, we put them in the oven, and we would say parching them. And then sometimes they fix them by frying them in cooking oil, and drain them and then put salt on them real good that way.
What'd you call them when you do that?
Well, I guess, I just think in terms of saying fried peanut. I mean, I don't know if that would be roasting them or not, but we do put them in the oven, and fix them that way.
Yeah.
And then we fry them. And we boil them. And when we boil them, we say that's a boiled peanut.
Right. Yeah, that does look good.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any other nuts around here? Other kinds?
That just similar to a peanut or something?
No, just any nuts.
Well, we have a hickory nut. We have a hickory nut tree just in back out there, in the edge of the woods out there. That's a hickory nut. A hickory nut is a nut that have a real, real hard, shell on it. And you can't crack it without a hammer or something hard, very hard instrument, You have to crack that wood in there. Very hard to get out, pick them out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would say a hickory nut, and not too far, I do know where one black walnut tree.
Mm-hmm.
And that's got kind of a hard, but it's not as hard, the shell on it is not as hard as a hickory nut. Well, I guess that's about the only nuts that
there's some other kind of nuts that are grown down south that are long and flat shaped, and they're about, I can't make the shape with my hands.
Mm-hmm.
About that size, maybe. And they're flattish.
Flattish, let me see.
Kind of long, about that long.
Mm.
Sometimes they got little holes in the shells.
I'm trying to think what they are. I'm sure I know, it's just not coming to mind.
How about the kind of nuts you use in
pralines? I believe this, I don't know if this nut would prefer.